Lemons are not and have not been part of Florida's so-called citrus industry, which consists of oranges, grapefruit, and mandarins. That could change, suggests University of Florida genetics researcher Fred Gemitter.
Lemons are interesting because they're among the most HLB-tolerant varieties of citrus that we know. And with global changes in climate, for example, we may have a warmer environment in Florida than we had 25, 35, 40 years ago when lemons were tried and failed because of freezes. Lemon oil is a very valuable commodity. And so I think potentially, you know, there's an opportunity there. We have juice plants that are struggling to get enough fruit to pay their way. And if we had a crop of lemons that came in September, August, September, October, that might make those businesses a little bit more viable as well. So I don't know that this is the way it's going to be, but it's certainly an option to explore. And I know there are some large organizations that are exploring lemons right now.
That's funny. I know California, what their citrus industry considers citrus, and of course lemons are citrus. Lemons are a big part of their industry. Why has Florida never really considered lemons, even when we grew some here, part of our grapefruit, orange, mandarin industry? Can you answer that?
Yeah, well, you know, there were some severe freezing events that took place in Florida in the 60s, the 70s, and the 80s. Those have been fewer and farther between. We have a disadvantage climatically for producing lemons in that a lemon likes a cool winter. We have warm winter with a few really cold days, and so that's not a stable situation for lemon production. Those are some of the reasons why it hasn't taken off. Also, California has a more diverse range of environments, so they can harvest lemons in the desert at one time and harvest lemons in Ventura County another time, so they can have a much longer season.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.